Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Anthony Lark, who is the boss man of Spice and Heart. Paul Smith is your boss.
He is the boss man.
I bet he's an interesting boss to work for. I want to talk to you today about, you seem to be the only large estate agency group that has embraced the power of video. Why is that? Talk to me.
It's once again, it's an initiative that has been driven very much by Paul, who saw quite a long time ago the importance of video and the power of it, backing that up with all of the other social media activities. We know that it, you know, by growing your following, by advertising your properties with videos, you're generating more interest for your customers. We see it as much as a listing tool as it is as a selling tool, and that's very important to us in terms of how we grow our reputation and our brand awareness through the power of video. It's been for us, you know, we would be the first to say we haven't achieved what we would like, because we want far more than we're doing. But we're also very aware that we are doing a lot more than others. So we still have lots of ambition and to grow it further. We invest, I should say Paul invests, once again, a huge amount of money in the kits that we give all of our...
I've been lucky enough to have a look at the kit list, and even I went, nice.
But you've got to... We believe if you want someone to do something, then give them the right tools to do the job, and don't try and cut corners with that. We believe in it so much that we've built it into remuneration schemes, and really want people to get behind it. We have a comprehensive training program, which is fairly consistent with lots of things we do, that train people how to do it.
Am I correct in saying that if your valuers don't do enough videos, they don't get their bonus?
There is a criteria that says a certain aspect of their scheme is dependent on the performance of videos, and we wanted to, one, for people to feel incentivized to do it, but we also wanted people to understand that it's a KPI for us now. You know, it's as important as many KPIs, and we wanted people to understand for us the importance, and by putting it within your remuneration structure, that did that. We continue to push it very hard. We're now seeing a greater percentage of our new instructions get video. I think the COVID situation has helped us, has given us a platform to really build upon that. But it's we feel we were ahead of the curve against our larger competitors, and have invested in it, and we believe it adds great value to us.
What do you think is holding people back from doing them? I mean, you know, I'm a huge advocate of video. I've been banging on about it for years, and I have my opinions, but I'd like yours first.
It's different, isn't it? I have total empathy with how people feel. We've started to do a lot more video communications to our business internally, so I've had to film myself, and
you don't feel stupid or silly.
It's you know, when you're standing in front of a camera talking to yourself, it's hard, you know, and you worry about the little stutters, because you want it to be perfect, when actually, you know, perfection sometimes comes across a bit contrived. It needs to be more natural, but the thing that blocks people is that they allow the fear or the first failure to take them away from it, when the very thing they should do is just stick with it.
Definitely.
You know, it just needs to become something that feels more natural to people, and the only way you can do that is just by keep trying and trying and trying.
I've taught hundreds of estate agents how to get over their fear, and Jody, could you put the link in, we'll put the link in here of the video on how to get over your estate agency, your fear of videos, because I've done some training videos on it. So there you go, Jenny. Jenny's brilliant, she's lovely. It's the same fear of public speaking.
Yeah.
We just don't want that. It's part of your brain, it's biological, that you just don't want to look silly or stupid.
Don't want to get criticised, do you? It's a very public thing, isn't it? It's going out there to thousands of people, you know, potentially, and you certainly don't want to look stupid, you don't want to get criticised, and you don't want to feel rejected. All the things that salespeople...
What would you say to your colleagues who are still having that fear? What advice and opinion would you give to them? What encouragement do you... Because it's all very good with the stick and the carrot, but what else?
I think one has to be a point of acceptance that this is the way it's going, in not just our industry, but in lots of industries. So I think there's a point of acceptance, and I'd be saying you don't work, the management, the sales management, the leadership need to work with their teams to just keep building up that confidence. It's something you've just got to keep practicing and keep practicing.
I'm telling you, after you've done your first 20, you'll ignore it totally and off
to totally agree. Totally agree.
Good stuff. Thank you for your time today, and please do check out those videos in the link, and we'll get that sorted for you. Thanks very much.
Brilliant, thank you.